Everybody, welcome to Static Shoes. Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles in the Morning. How you doing?
Miles in the Morning.
I got my new headset
Miles.
On now.
Anyway, I should talk about that. I haven't talked about that in a couple weeks here. Mm-hmm. About my listening to morning radio to try to find something to listen to. It hasn't worked out too well.
Right.
So I listened to Bob and Tom here last week or two.
You've given up on the Spanish radio?
Oh, I think I can listen to Spanish. I think that's probably where I'll end up at. It's just because then I don't, you know.
La musica, la musica, la musica.
Ah. Yeah, ah. So. But no, Bob and Tom, which, you know, I thought that we laughed at our own jokes a lot.
But
we're nothing compared to Bob and Tom.
Right.
And their morning crew, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
What I found really bizarre was the fact that they play these little bits, you know, like little songs or little bits. And then it's like they have, like, their mics are open so they can laugh at the appropriate time. Well, they'll play this bit like 100 times, and then they still laugh at it, even though, you know, it's pretty well not
the,
funny anymore.
Well, what's that thing about jailbreak, whatever it's called, or
prison break?
Prison break, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they play that one a lot.
So, you know, it's I just can't find anything. It's all terrible. I don't know.
Well, try living in Iowa, man. That's, you know.
Well, I suppose that would be worse.
It's worse. It's worse, believe me. It's worse.
But
it's worse.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they have some funny stuff and some funny people every once in a while.
I think
but
their guests are funny. I don't know if they're particularly.
No,
I don't
think they're that funny. But, yeah, they have some people that are funny.
Yeah, it's like too much laughing at their own jokes, though, because it's like, I don't know.
Well, that's nothing to laugh about, so.
Yeah.
But I thought we were bad, but we're not as bad as that. That and they're really, you know what I think the problem is? There's two things I took from this, because these guys, you know, they do pretty well. I'm guessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the two things that they do that we, you know, don't do is laugh at our own stuff enough.
Right.
And we don't constantly promote.
Right.
They're constantly promoting their website, and they're promoting their phone number, and they're promoting whatever the hell else they're talking about, and we went to Iraq, and we're promoting it, and la, 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 la. We don't ever really do any of that, so.
But we're going to tonight, so everybody.
Everybody,
get a pencil right now.
I don't
think so. You can call up Bob right now with the following phone number.
I don't think so. I just, I think it's weird. I don't understand, but I guess that's
going to
probably be successful, so.
What's the point of giving out their phone number? I mean, you're not going to get through anyway. I mean, you know.
Why won't you get through?
You think of all the losers that are trying to get through on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
come on. Okay. Everyone who thinks they're funny, you know, like.
A loser trying to get through.
I want to call up. Well, you know, come on.
I don't know. I kind of fell off on those reports from my morning radio business, so I just tried to catch up a little bit.
Thank you, pal. Thank you,
pal. But anyway,
pal,
moving on.
Moving right along.
Moving along. I'm trying to think of what I wanted to talk about originally now. I can't remember. But, Baker wrote a review for us. I thought that was awful nice.
That was really nice, yeah.
He wrote a review on the iTunes Music Store for us. There's a promotion.
Yeah.
I promoted this.
Yeah. Hey, and go look at YouTube, too, for our videos.
Right, for the videos, yeah.
And you can buy stuff from a store we have.
Yeah, well, I can't remember the URL for that, but yeah, you can. Cafe Press. Look
our movie reviews we do. We have our own blog for movie
there
reviews.
There you go, movie. We got all kinds of stuff going on.
You can't call us, but, I mean, if you
but
could.
We don't really
want
to talk to you anyway. So.
Yeah, really.
You can send an email if you want.
Yeah, but we probably won't read it, so.
Yeah, we should say our email, BobLament@staticradio.com, MilesTiles@staticradio.com. And you can send us an email. Maybe we'll write you back, or maybe we'll just send random dirty pictures to you out of a vast collection of dirty pictures that Miles has collected over the years.
Mostly of Bob's family.
There you go.
Anyway.
But to go to thanks, Baker, for writing the little thing on iTunes. But I was kind of pissed about iTunes because this happens to me. Like, I just sent you an email last week about this, about the urinal games.
I saw that.
There was like a real like company putting them out, and then there was the scary movie had them in there. Well, we actually talked about urinal games like a long time ago, but
and lo and anyway. Behold,
yeah, no,
lo and behold, game. It's come to pass.
And so right. The other, one day I was talking to this guy at work, and I said, you know what? I want to charge for people to listen to our podcast. I wonder how I could set that up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I think we'd get more people listening if they actually had to pay.
You think?
Well, that was the thought of the day. Of course, you know, I kind of, you know, I go from one side to the other in about 2 seconds. So.
Right.
And I go, I think that's going to happen. And what the hell happens like in a week or two?
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn Ricky Gervais from The Office, UK, got to pay to listen to that bastard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Right.
It's almost like, you know.
Yeah, you think it and it happens, man.
I feel like that little kid in the Twilight Zone, you know?
Yep.
I'm going to banish you to the cornfield.
No.
But, anyway, that's going on. Maybe that's a little illness that I got going on there, delusions of grandeur and so forth. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But really what I wanted to talk about was I went and saw Ice Age The Meltdown with the kids this weekend.
You did. You were able to beat away the crowds and get in there. And
true, yeah. Well, we go to this little town that has this little movie theater. Right? I talked about it before when we talked about Willy Wonka. So
right.
We went back there, and actually it was pretty packed for that theater, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it wasn't packed, but, you know, it was pretty full. And so we get seated, get all situated, you know, and it's a real old-timey kind of place because they actually have the guy who I believe was the owner.
Playing piano?
Yeah, well, no.
No.
It's not that quite old-timey, although I wouldn't be surprised to see that. But he comes out, he's like all in his suit, and he comes up and he introduces the movie. He goes to the front.
What?
And he says, today's feature is Ice Age 2, The Meltdown. Yeah, it's great.
What? Are you serious?
I'm serious. He's I believe he's the owner, concession, projectionist, everything guy. And,
we'll be watching Basic Instinct 2 today, and it's a little bit hot, so you might want to be ready, if you know what I mean.
We got tissues at the back. Anyway.
Wait, so this guy came out and introduced the movie?
Yeah, he did. And he told you how long it is, and he says, you know, we should be finishing, you know, at 5:45 or something like that, whatever he said.
What?
Yeah, it was a whole, like, bit there. That was great.
If you got to take a piss break, you take it after the mammoth dies because it gets kind of slow and then...
Exactly.
Wow, that's weird.
It was neat.
You're serious, this happened.
I'm totally serious. I told it's a little place in a little town. So.
I've never heard of someone coming out.
Yeah, it's old-timey, you know. I loved it.
Yeah.
But the weird thing was that... So it's kind of like pretty scattered. It's pretty busy, but there's people are scattered and everything.
Right.
And as before the guy comes to do his old-timey talk, there's, you know, people are talking and whatnot, waiting for the movie to start. And there's a guy off to my left, and he's talking, but I can only make out, like, every, like, fifth word.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out, you know, what exactly... am I hearing? Because it's like la, 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 popcorn, la, 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 you know what I mean?
Buttocks. La, 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 la. Wait, you're like, what?
And it kind of sounds like a combination of Boomhauer from King of the Hill.
King of the Hill, yeah.
And, French Canadian, if you can imagine.
You can Pepcorn.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to figure out if he's speaking French, right?
Chocolat.
And so this keeps going on, and I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
What is going on here that I got to figure this out? So it's like totally distracted me. The movie starts, and he's talking a little bit. Fall, woolly mammoth, fall. And I come to find out, because I kind of give a quick glance, it's a retarded guy. And I don't think he's saying anything.
It was retarded French guy.
It was a retarded French guy.
Le Wolf.
It's so...
Papa.
Here I am thinking it's like some kind of foreign guy. And he's just retarded.
You're just getting all jealous. Like, what? Ooh, what's this?
No, it was just weird. It was really weird. And everybody he was with seemed to understand what he was saying. But I think I figured out that they really didn't. They were just kind of going along because they didn't want to make him mad.
I hate to say this, but this is what your family does with you.
It could be what people are doing while they're listening to this. I don't know.
Just let Dad go. He's all right. Just let him go.
He's all right, yeah. So I'm like...
Buttered popcorn. Ha, ha, ha.
And I asked my wife, she didn't even hear. So. But I'm like, God, you know, that guy sound like a French guy with like his... It turns out he's...
That French laughing.
That's right. It turns out he's just, some special needs guy back there.
Because you were jealous.
And, oh, man, he's carrying on. That's right.
My God.
Ah, foutoir, Diego, foutoir.
Nailed. Ah, nailed. Mammoth nailed.
So it was like some kind of cross between a retard and a French-Canadian.
Amulette.
And I just thought that was the most bizarre thing. I just love going to that theater because you just never... You get the guy comes out and does the whole intro, and then you get crazy French retards. It's the best thing.
Does he sound like Chief Wiggum or anything?
No, not Chief Wiggum. It's not quite Killer Naked Women, but, you know.
This movie is very special. It's a sequel to Ice Age that you might have seen 3 years ago. Queen Latifah. Some of you may know her.
Right.
Yeah,
no, it
she's
was good,
in it.
Though. It wasn't a very good movie, though. I wouldn't recommend it.
How long was this guy's spiel about, how the movie? Was it, like, real just long enough?
He did about two and a half minutes.
Hey, the concession stand is still open, by the way, if you're hungry for popcorn. Hey, you, sir, the French sir, please sit down. I'm talking there.
Oh, popcorn.
Yes, we do have buttered popcorn. Yes, freshly buttered, I might add, too.
So I can check off my list, French retard. That's
you two women with the children back there, you might enjoy. Oh,
you're
it's a man. Oh.
You the fat dyke up front.
Yes. The glasses, yes. Oh, that's a man. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Bob LeMay.
Excuse me.
You're the guy from Static Radio, yes.
Yeah, turn around. Oh, Jesus, look at the hairline on that dyke.
Looks like Billie Jean King let herself go or something. I don't know.
Look like Billie Jean morphed with Bobby Riggs or something. That's old, man. That's older than me.
You're not going to know that. I don't.
Look it up on Google.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
Oh, man. I was having some problems yesterday morning, I tell you. It's like,
bowel problems?
No. I Friday night I was really tired. I was like, man, I'm just...
Go ahead.
I was like, it was like 8 o'clock. I was like so damn tired at night. I'm like, God, I'm tired.
That sounds like your usual.
I'm just going to go. I don't want to bother anybody. I'm just going to go in the downstairs bedroom and sleep. All right? We have a downstairs bedroom.
Did you tell anybody where you're going?
Yeah, I did. I announced this. I go, I'm tired, man.
I'm going to go sleep.
And, I was like, I don't want to be rude, but I'm just going to go to bed. I'm tired, da, da, da. And I go, I got to get up early anyway. I had, a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, whatever.
And, well, in my mind anyway. I had a lot
of stuff.
I go to bed.
Let's make my list.
So I had a couple problems.
About women that I see in the street.
Well, okay, you're getting close, actually.
Okay.
I wake up, first of all. What?
Nothing going. I just can imagine your kids come in and you're like sporting wood or something.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. So. No, I woke up and I've got some wood on.
What's
right?
going on?
No, no one saw this. I could not get rid of the wood, man. I was freaked out, man. I'm like, this is weird, man. I'm like 18 again or something. This is like weird, man. I'm like, what the hell, you know?
That's a like, total guess. I'm telling
I'm
you.
Trying
I've got some
put on my pants. I was trying to put on my pants. I was having a hard time getting my pants on, you know. I'm like, man, this is, God.
Give me a break.
I'm thinking about power tools, dead kittens, anything I can. I can't get rid of this. I'm
did
like,
you take,
what in the
did
hell?
Did you, like, take some Viagra in your dream or something?
I was wondering that. I later on, the next day, you know, I tell my wife about it later on. She goes, well, why didn't you just, you know, take care of yourself or something or, you know, something, you know. Right?
That's funny.
And I go, it wasn't like that, though. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, like, hey, you know. It was weird. It was like I hadn't even ordered it. It was like there, you know, like, well, here's those books you ordered. You know, it's like, whoa.
There you go. All I got was my books. How about my wristwatch?
Yeah. So that was problem number one. Problem number two is I thought
Everybody's
I was getting up.
Everybody's talking about me.
I thought I was getting up like 7:45. You know, I was looking at the digital alarm clock down
there.
I'm like, it's 7:45. The sun's out. I'm getting up. You know, I've got this problem going on. I'm getting ready, you know, I'm going to go into work. I look at the other clocks, it's 6 a.m.
There you go.
I'm like, who is the asshole? I thought it was like an April Fool's, you know, thing, because April Fool's Day, you know, just didn't happen. So I'm going to, you know, really yell at my wife. And she's like, no, it was that clock was blinking the other day, so I just hit time once, and it just, you know.
It started
whenever time it was. And I'm like, thanks a lot, ass. You know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say April Fool's where you're.
No.
Goes, come on, kids. Let's put this fake penis on your father so when he wakes up.
It was weird.
Wood.
No, it was like freakish wood, though, man, because I was like, what in the hell am I going to do?
Maybe you were dying, and that was just your first. Rigor mortis there.
That was weird, man. I don't know.
Isn't that
very bizarre?
There about, you know.
Yeah, it was like that. It was like that. I'm like, man, what am I?
So glad that you could share that with everyone here today.
Yeah,
thank you.
I debated telling that because I thought it sounded a little bit, you know, gay, but I thought I'd tell it anyway.
A little bit gay. What are you talking about?
Well, my wife's like, why didn't you just take care of yourself? Why did you?
What is she talking about?
Walk around. Well, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. What am I gonna do? You know, like, hey, honey.
If she was any kind of, you know, nice wife, she would say.
15 years ago, that'd been fine. But believe me, now, I'd be like, what the hell? What?
I know, but it's just like, you know, let me set this up. What
it's
if,
not amazing.
You know, you decided to. Take care of yourself, and she walks in. Then what are you going to hear about?
I know. Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, exactly.
You could have just, you know, asked me, you know. And
exactly.
Right?
Well, or she could have said,
I don't know.
At least you could have shut the door or, you know.
I know. And I mean, I feel weird talking about this. I don't usually talk about this subject, but, man, it was bizarre.
Don't usually. Come on.
I thought someone had slipped me a little blue pill. I swear to God. I was so freaked out, though. I was like, shit.
So what happened? What'd you do?
I'm like, I can't go to work. You know, like, shit, what am I going to do? You know, I'm like, hi, you want fries with that? You know, I was like, jeez. No, I don't think I do.
How am I going to get my big breakfast?
Yeah, you know. I want to cut my money. Check this out. Oh, my God. The humanity.
You'd be like...
Oh, my God. It was weird.
Oh, my gosh. We're already on time. But I'll when I used to work at a video store a long time ago.
Yeah.
And And there was this guy who was a special, you know, he was another retard, let's just put it that way. Yeah. But he used to go into the dirty movie area and he would score wood the whole time. None of the women would go in there when he was there to hang up, you know, put away the videos.
Who wants to do a ring toss?
Because, oh my God. And it was just like, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
So that just reminds, you just saying that reminds
I reminded you of the retarded guy in the porn section. Thank
That's
you.
True.
Thank you. That's me. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, he didn't seem to care.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then it was like, oh, jeez. What can you say? You know what I mean?
It's
bad news. Yeah. Bad news all the way around.
I know a little bit how that guy felt. Yeah. I've got blue balls at Blockbuster.
Thank goodness I never worked at Blockbuster. But
Yeah.
You get the idea.
Yeah.
And that room was small, so I, you know.
Oh, I knocked off some tapes. Oops. Shit.
But, it was a little spooky. It was a little scary. It was a little scary there. I could see you doing the same thing.
Check out the wood you created.
Oh, my. That's lovely. Oh, my goodness.
The Phantom Wood.